Let's continue to remember Lynn and Tracy and Kathy and Buddy and Connie. Thank you. I need help. Let's see. Shirley, she's out with her eyes. She's had her injections. Generally bothers her. I believe that's the rest of them just looking out, so don't pray for them.
Let's pray for Tom, okay?
All right. We are in the book of Revelation. I know I said I was going to complete 15 and 16 last week, but I did not. And so if you would turn to Thessalonians. Is there more than one?
Yes, there's two. Tell him, John.
Chapter 2 of 2 Thessalonians. Chapter 2 of 2 Thessalonians. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now that's what Revelation is. You would agree with that, right? Revelation is the revealing of the glorified Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And what comes or what's related to that coming? You would agree with that, right? Yep. And we began this by in the first chapter of Revelation. What was it about? Glorified Christ. And then chapters 2 and 3 is about the church age. Now, why is the church age mentioned after the glorified Christ in chapters 1? Why not somewhere else?
Because the church was chosen by God.
Well, that's somewhat true. That's not somewhat true. That is true. That is true. But the church age was to tell people about the coming of the glorified Christ. I mean, God is not a God that just comes on you without warning. He doesn't do that. Although he says he'll come in such hour as you think not, or he'll come as a thief in the night. But he's not coming to people that have not been made aware of that. That was the reason for the church. But the church got perverted. The message got skewed. All of a sudden, if you look around today, folks, you'd have to agree with me in Christendom in the church age. We're not hearing much about Christ coming. We're hearing social gospel, folks. We're hearing gospel that wants to make life better here for people. Well, last time I checked, it's not going to get better here.
No.
Just look around. It's getting worse. The Bible says it's going to get in the latter days, perilous times. What, honey? Well, isn't that an emphatic statement? Would you say that's an emphatic statement? It didn't say might come. Didn't say should come. Says will come. And if you're not seeing that, I like that. You're blind and cannot see afar off. So that's what Revelation is about. And then beginning in chapter 4,
John is taken to heaven.
Why?
To see what is happening on earth.
Hey, listen, if we don't have heaven's perspective, if we don't have heaven's view of this, we don't have the right view, folks. We can't have man's view because man can't see it. To man, when people die, they just all go up and they're looking down and their spirits all around. And listen, that may sound good. And that may make a loved one that's left here feel good. But it ain't true. I don't care if you die saved. You're not up there looking down and your spirit ain't going around trying to. That's just perverted. It tells us, and we've said it over and over, haven't we? What happens when you go to heaven? Bless God, you're around the throne praising God. And I got a feeling, and I could be wrong, it's my opinion. Don't go out and say I taught it, but it's my opinion. I'm entitled to that. You can have your own. I got a feeling that you don't have any thoughts of down here. I mean, who'd want to think about down here and try to worship up there? That's the problem down here now. We got our minds down here and we can't worship God. We come in here, and I say we, point me out at the top. That'll be okay. We come in here on Sunday mornings with so much baggage about this world and the flesh, we can't let ourselves worship. Now, I know that's a little off course on my diatribe there, but that's how I feel. Did I go off? It sounds like I went off. I did go off, but I meant here. I go off a lot. Trust me. All right. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him. Now I want you to file gathering together unto him. Let me ask you something. Would you say that's a rendezvous? A rendezvous is this, by definition. A meeting at a set time with set people, generally two people. But a rendezvous is where two people are gathered together at an appointed time, right? So would you say that this is a rendezvous? Well, I would say this, that God hath appointed a day in which he will judge the earth. Now, I would say that's a rendezvous. Wouldn't you? I would say this is a rendezvous. I would say that when Christ comes, we're going to gather together with him if we know him. That ye be not soon shaken in mind, nor be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, that the day of Christ is at hand. Evidently, the Thessalonica people had determined in their minds that Christ was coming, so they were selling all their stuff, just sitting around waiting.